Hey everyone, and welcome back for another deep dive.
Always getting to jump into a new one.
Well, today we are going to dive into the online world of Nick Govaert.
Nick Govaert, okay.
Yeah, he's a Dutch artist
and
commentator.
Interesting.
Yeah, so his website is entirely in Dutch.
Oh, wow.
But don't worry.
You guys got us?
Yeah, we've translated all the key bits for you.
Awesome.
And trust me.
Okay.
You're in for some surprises.
All right, I'm intrigued. Lay it on me.
We're going to unravel the threads of his diverse interests.
You know what strikes me right away is how Nick seems to effortlessly bridge what many would consider completely separate worlds.
Right.
Like social commentary, visual art,
yeah.
Tech projects.
It's a lot.
Fascinating combination.
Let's start with his blog.
Okay.
He tackles some pretty heavy subjects there.
Yeah.
Climate change.
Oh, wow.
The pandemic war.
Really?
The global economy.
Yeah. Serious stuff.
You know the kind of stuff that keeps you up at night.
Yeah, definitely keeps me up at night.
So it's clear he's not just a passive observer.
No, you don't tackle these topics lightly.
Right.
So he is suggesting he's someone deeply engaged with current events.
Definitely.
Someone who feels compelled to analyze and share their perspective on the world.
Absolutely.
And the fact that he posts weekly.
Yeah.
I mean, that's a commitment, right?
It is.
Reveals a real commitment to the dialogue.
For sure.
So.
And he doesn't stop at just writing.
Oh, there's more.
Oh, yeah.
All right.
Nick's also a lifelong photography and videography enthusiast.
Wow.
He even uses a high-end Canon EOR 5 camera.
Okay, so while that might lead some to assume it's about technical perfection.
Right.
I see it a bit differently.
Okay, how so?
Given his other interests, I think it's more about capturing the essence of his subjects.
I like that.
Yeah, so whether it's the ephemeral beauty of a flower.
Ooh.
Or the raw emotion of a protest.
Mm-hmm.
This camera lets him document the world as he sees it.
Wow.
You know?
And get this. He makes all his photos and videos freely downloadable.
Really?
Under a Creative Commons license.
Wow. That's generous.
I know.
Okay, so it's not just about personal expression.
Ew.
It's about contributing to a larger creative community.
Absolutely.
That's a key point, I think.
I agree.
It reveals a generosity of spirit,
mm-hmm.
a belief in the power of open access,
yeah.
and shared knowledge.
Right.
It resonates with his role as a teacher, too.
Oh, for sure.
Wouldn't you say?
Absolutely. Speaking of teaching,
okay.
I was pretty blown away to discover Nick is also a visual artist.
Really?
We're talking large-scale paintings.
Nice, wow.
Professional-grade materials.
Uh-huh.
The whole nine yards.
Okay, what kind of art?
We're not sure yet, but we'll get there.
Right.
But he even studied under the renowned artist.
Okay.
Andrew Owe.
That mentorship, especially under someone like Andrew Owe,
mm-hmm.
speaks volumes about his dedication to honing his craft.
Right.
Makes me wonder, though,
yep.
do you think his photography influences his painting style?
That's an interesting question.
Or vice versa.
Right.
What do you think?
It's an interesting question, and one I wish we could ask Nick directly.
Yeah.
Maybe his photography provides him with visual inspiration for his paintings.
Maybe.
Or perhaps his artistic eye informs the way he composes his photographs.
It's a bit of a chicken and egg situation, isn't it?
Yeah.
But that's what makes exploring someone's work so fascinating.
It is.
You start uncovering these connections, these subtle hints of a creative process.
Totally.
Yeah.
And just when you think you've got Nick figured out, we stumble upon another layer of his personality.
Okay.
Flower arranging.
Flower
arranging.
Wow.
Yeah. He even learned from a professional florist in Delft.
All right. Now, that's not something you see every day.
It's not.
Especially alongside interests like global economics and engineering.
Right.
That's the beauty of it, though, isn't it?
I think so.
This unexpected juxtaposition actually reveals a holistic worldview.
Yeah.
He's engaged with the complexities of the world, but also finds solace and beauty in nature and tradition.
That's a good point. He even says that flowers and plants are crucial for well-being.
I mean, I would agree with that.
Yeah.
So it's not just a hobby.
Right.
It's a philosophy, a way of life.
I like that.
Right.
Yeah.
Makes you think about how often we compartmentalize our lives.
It does.
Nick's example encourages us to find those unifying threads, those underlying values that connect seemingly disparate passions.
Couldn't agree more.
So,
speaking of connecting things,
okay.
Did we mention Nick also occasionally caters?
What?
Yeah, or for family and friends, even some businesses.
He caters.
He caters.
Wow.
He uses all professional equipment.
That's wild.
The whole deal.
Okay, this points to an entrepreneurial spirit.
Right.
But also a desire for connection through food.
I think so.
Which is fascinating, considering his other interests.
Yeah.
It's almost as if he uses various mediums, whether it's art, technology, or even food, to connect with the world and share his passions.
Yeah. And you know what?
Well,
he actually shares some of his recipes on his website.
Oh, wow.
So if you're feeling inspired,
you
can actually try out some of his culinary creations.
That's pretty cool.
Now, how cool is that?
Very cool.
Right.
It goes back to that generosity we talked about. There's a genuine desire to share, to create a space for community and connection.
For sure.
And that brings us back to his teaching.
Okay.
Remember, he's an electrical engineering teacher by profession.
Oh, that's right.
And he's still involved in all sorts of technical projects.
Yeah, and we're not talking about simple tinkering here.
No.
No, he's using DMX equipment and Arduino microcontrollers.
Okay, so.
So, you know, pretty high-level stuff.
That's where his engineering background truly shines.
Yeah.
It also suggests he's a lifelong learner.
For sure.
Constantly seeking out new challenges and pushing the boundaries of his knowledge.
Right.
It's not enough for him to just teach.
Yep.
He has to apply those principles, build, experiment.
Exactly.
Right. And get this.
Okay.
He often collaborates with students on these projects.
Oh, wow.
It's like he's passing on the torch.
Right.
Sharing his expertise and passion with the next generation.
I love that.
That mentorship aspect really resonates with me.
It's pretty cool.
He's not just building machines.
Nope.
He's building a community of learners and innovators.
Right. And that's a great place to stop for now.
Okay.
We've got a lot more to unpack in part two.
Sounds good.
So we'll see you back here then.
All right. See you then. All right. So let's unpack Nick's blog a bit more.
Okay. Sounds good.
You mentioned earlier that he covers some pretty weighty topics.
Yeah.
What kind of arguments is he making in this space?
Well, his blog posts run the gamut from the global impact of climate change to the economic repercussions of the war.
Wow. That's a lot.
It's clear he's not shying away from the major issues of our time.
Definitely not.
One consistent theme I noticed is his emphasis on sustainability.
That's interesting, especially considering his passion for flower arranging.
Right.
And that whole idea of connecting with nature.
Yeah.
Would you say that's a thread that runs through all his work?
It definitely seems that way, whether he's discussing climate change, food production, or even art. There's this underlying current of advocating for responsible practices, respecting both the environment and human well-being.
So it speaks to a certain worldview, doesn't it?
I think so.
A belief that everything is interconnected and that our actions have consequences.
Absolutely. It's almost like everything he does, his art, his opinions, his technical projects, is informed by this deep-seated belief in living sustainably and ethically.
You know, that brings to mind something I found particularly intriguing about his blog.
Okay, what's that?
He has a way of connecting seemingly disparate topics. One moment, he's analyzing global economics.
Yeah.
The next, he's reflecting on the beauty of a flower arrangement.
You're right.
It's pretty cool.
It's like he's finding these unexpected links, these thought-provoking parallels between things that on the surface seem completely unrelated.
It's a hallmark of a creative mind, wouldn't you say?
For sure.
To see those patterns and connections that others might miss.
Definitely, it makes you realize that the world is full of these hidden connections just waiting to be discovered.
Exactly. It challenges you to think outside those traditional categories and boundaries.
Yeah.
Why can't the beauty of a flower inform our approach to technology?
Right.
Or the principles of engineering inspire our understanding of art?
Totally. And that's what makes this deep dive so rewarding. It's not just about learning facts. It's about expanding our mental horizons, challenging our assumptions, and maybe even sparking our own creative fire.
Exactly. It's about embracing that interconnectedness, seeing the world as a whole rather than a series of isolated compartments.
Mm-hmm.
And it's about recognizing that within those connections lies the potential for true innovation.
I love that now we haven't delved into any specific arguments from his blog posts yet.
True.
Are there any recurring themes or perspectives that stand out to you?
Well, aside from that overarching theme of sustainability, I've noticed that Nick often emphasizes the importance of individual action.
No.
Even when discussing large-scale issues like climate change or global conflict, he consistently brings it back to the power of individual choices.
That's interesting. It seems to tie back into that thread of personal responsibility we were talking about earlier.
Right. He's not just pointing fingers.
Yeah.
He's saying, look, We all have a role to play in shaping a better future.
He's not letting anyone off the hook.
Precisely. And it's not just about grand gestures.
Mm-hmm.
It's about those everyday choices, those seemingly small actions that, when multiplied across millions of individuals,
right,
can actually make a difference.
It's a powerful message, especially in a world where it's easy to feel overwhelmed by the scale of global problems.
It is. It's about empowerment. It's about reclaiming agency in a world where it often feels like we're at the mercy of forces beyond our control.
I'm starting to see how all these pieces of Nick's life fit together. His art, his technical projects, his social commentary,
mm-hmm.
even his love of flower arranging.
Makes sense.
They all seem to stem from this core belief in individual action and creative expression.
It's a fascinating tapestry, isn't it?
It is.
It makes you wonder, what would happen if we all approached life with that same level of intentionality and interconnectedness?
It's a question worth pondering now before we wrap up this section on Nick's blog. Is there anything else that struck you as particularly noteworthy?
You know, one thing that really stood out to me was his willingness to engage with dissenting viewpoints.
Oh, interesting.
He doesn't shy away from challenging conversations or controversial topics.
That's a great point. He doesn't just preach to the choir.
Nope.
He actively seeks out different perspectives and engages in respectful debate.
He acknowledges the complexity of these issues
mm-hmm.
and recognizes that there are rarely easy answers.
Right.
Right? He doesn't claim to have all the solutions.
No.
Instead, he invites his readers to think critically and form their own conclusions.
It's a refreshing approach, especially in today's polarized world.
Totally.
It's a reminder that we can disagree without being disagreeable, that constructive dialogue is essential for progress.
He's fostering a space for critical thinking and respectful debate, which is incredibly valuable in today's often echo chamber-like online environment.
Couldn't have said it better myself. God. All right. Well, I think we've done a pretty thorough job of unpacking Nick's blog.
I think so.
We've seen his engagement with current events, his emphasis on sustainability, his belief in individual action,
yeah.
and his willingness to engage in respectful debate.
Absolutely.
Now let's shift gears and dive into his technical projects.
Sounds good.
Those seem like a perfect blend of his engineering background and creative spirit. So we've covered a lot with Nick so far.
We have his blog, his art, his flowers.
I mean, this is someone who clearly thrives on creative expression.
In all its forms.
Exactly. And now I'm excited to dig into his technical projects.
Oh, yeah.
Because it feels like this is where his engineering background and mm-hmm. creative spirit truly intersect.
It's fascinating, isn't it?
It is.
You know, he could easily just focus on teaching.
Right.
But that's clearly not enough for him.
No.
There's this innate drive to apply his knowledge to experiment.
To build, to create.
Exactly.
You mentioned earlier that he works with DMX equipment.
I did.
And Arduino microcontrollers.
Yeah.
Could you give us a quick breakdown of what they are and how he might be using them?
Okay, so DMX stands for Digital Multiplex.
Okay.
And it's basically a standard protocol for controlling stage lighting and effects.
So like theaters and concerts.
Exactly. Think of it like a language that lighting fixtures understand.
So Nick is bringing stage lighting techniques into his art.
He is. It's pretty cool.
That's amazing. Okay, so then what about Arduino?
So Arduino is an open source electronics platform.
Okay.
It's essentially a tiny programmable computer
yeah.
that you can use to control various components, like motors, sensors, lights.
Okay, so the possibilities are pretty much endless.
Pretty much, yeah.
So how is he combining these two DMX and Arduino?
Well, let's take those moving art objects he mentioned on his website.
Okay.
Imagine using DMX to control the lighting.
Uh-huh.
That illuminates the artwork, creating these dramatic shifts in light and shadow.
Oh, wow.
But at the same time, he could use Arduino to program the movement of the object itself.
Really?
Maybe in response to music or even the presence of viewers.
That's incredible. So he's bringing the artwork to life.
Exactly. He's creating an immersive experience that goes beyond just the visual.
And it's all made possible by his understanding of both the artistic and the technical.
It is. It's a really cool blend.
Speaking of blends, I was intrigued by his collaboration with students on these projects.
Oh, yeah.
That's mentorship in action.
It is. And it reminds me of his generosity with his photography and videos.
I know that desire to share and build something together.
Exactly. And I think that gets to the heart of who Nick is.
You know, he's not just an artist or an engineer. He's someone who sees the world as interconnected.
And who understands the power of collaboration and shared knowledge.
Absolutely.
We started this deep dive with a simple visit to his website.
I know, and it's turned into so much more.
It's amazing what a little curiosity can uncover.
Right. It's a reminder that when we take the time to really delve into someone's work, we find ourselves surprised and inspired.
So as we wrap up this deep dive into the world of Nick Govart, What's your one takeaway?
For me, it's a reminder that we all have the potential to be multifaceted, to pursue our passions with gusto, and to embrace those unique combinations of interests that make us who we are.
I love that. And for our listeners out there, what unexpected combinations of interests lie within you?
Ooh, that's a good one.
What creative sparks might ignite when you dare to blend your passions
right.
and explore the uncharted territories of your own potential?
Because who knows what amazing things you might create?
That's a great note to end on. Thanks for joining us on this deep dive, and we'll see you next time.